This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is proud of the manner in which the multi-party delegations presented India's views in various countries on the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Yesterday evening, Prime Minister hosted the members of the multi-party delegations comprising parliamentarians and former diplomats who travelled to 33 world capitals over the past few weeks. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. He added that the country is proud of the manner in which they put forward India's voice. While interacting with the media, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that the Prime Minister was certainly very pleasant to all of us.
I think he saw this as an opportunity to thank the delegations for their service, and he was very pleasant. He spent more than an hour with all of us. It was not a formal meeting at all. There were no formal speeches, or even those of us who had given him our reports on the trip did not present those reports or speak to them particularly. But it was a good, lively, informal conversation, and we all suggested we should make a practice of this more often, sending MPs to engage with legislators in other countries. And the Prime Minister certainly seemed to take that idea on board.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed India's support for an ambitious and balanced India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA by the end of the year. During a joint press conference with the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, Jaishankar called India and the EU two important forces of that emerging reality and stressed the powerful case for forging deeper ties. During the discussion, the issue of counter-terrorism also dominated the agenda, while Kallas dubbing nuclear threats as an area of mutual concern for India and the EU.
We strongly believe that there must be zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. In that context, it is also essential that we never yield to nuclear blackmail. This is a shared and interconnected challenge for the global community, and it is imperative that there is strong international cooperation and understanding on the matter.
During his week-long tour of Europe, Jaishankar will also hold talks with leaders of France to boost bilateral ties and reaffirm India's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has set a target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. Addressing an event on the topic National Security and Terrorism organised in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, he said that the country's exports in the sector will reach 50,000 crore by that time. The Defence Minister underlined that the annual defence production, which was around 40,000 crore rupees in 2014, has crossed the record figure of 1.30 lakh crore rupees. He further added that the government has set a target of 1.75 lakh crore defence production by this year. The minister said that the defence exports have skyrocketed to 23,622 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, and made in India defence products are being exported to nearly 100 countries. The Delhi government has approved the Delhi School Education Transparency and Fixation and Regulation of Fees Ordinance 2025 to regulate arbitrary fee hikes by private schools in the national capital. It will give a major relief to lakhs of students studying in private schools and their parents in the city. This was informed by City Education Minister Ashish Sood while addressing the media. He added that after the president's assent, the ordinance will come into effect retrospectively from April this year.
लगातार बड़े बड़े स्कूल जो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बच्चों के साथ कर रहे थे वो सब अंत हो गया। दिल्ली की जनता के लिए एक सुनहरा दिन है जब दिल्ली की मुख्यमंत्री उनके नेतृत्व उनकी अध्यक्षता में कैबिनेट ने दिल्ली स्कूल एजुकेशन ट्रांसपेरेंसी इन फिक्सेशन बिल को अध्यादेश के रूप में जारी करने का प्रस्ताव पारित किया है.
Over 50,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host Yoga Sangam, scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month, which is a new benchmark for collective participation. The Ministry of Ayush, in its statement, said that Rajasthan has emerged as the front runner with an impressive more than 11,000 organizations registered for Yoga Sangam 2025, the highest among all states. Indian football team suffered a 0-1 defeat to host Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier match yesterday. India suffered a painful 0-1 defeat to Hong Kong after Vishal Keith conceded a stoppage time penalty. And with that, we end this news bulletin.